Forest protection has increased the number of some of Australia's most precious birds, like Albert's lyrebird, according to a major study by BirdLife Australia and Charles Darwin University. But it's also found the plight of a third of the nation's most threatened birds has worsened during the past decade, and that more needs to be done to stop the decline. Jane Barden reports.
At sunset on Darwin's Lee Point Beach, thousands of shorebirds crowd together at the high tide line and swirl up into a coordinated dance across the sky when disturbed.
There's redneck stint, there's ruddy turnstone, greater Anessa sand plover, great knot, red knot, sanderling. There's one godwit there. There's often 5-10 different species in a flock like this.
But the numbers here belie the declining status of many of the migratory species, including the Alaskan bar-tailed godwit. Stephen Garnett is a professor of conservation at Charles Darwin University.
They rely on a whole chain of habitats between here and their breeding grounds, and they've been losing areas in coastal China and Korea. That's a major staging area. And then when they come down here, they suffer from disturbance on beaches.
In a major study compiled with charity BirdLife Australia, Professor Garnett has concluded 96 of Australia's 314 most threatened birds have moved closer to extinction in a decade. They include swift parrots hit by logging and Kangaroo Island emu wrens decimated by bushfires.
We've all got to have a responsibility to look after those birds, and that means working together. Doesn't matter about the politics, there's got to be proper funding built on proper research.
The study, which is updated every 10 years, found the lot of 23 birds has improved. Forest protection has increased Albert's lyrebirds, and removing feral predators from Macquarie Island has helped the black-browed albatross recover. Volunteers, including Janice Carpenter, are arresting the decline of the eastern hooded plover by protecting their nests and chicks on Victoria's surf coast.
So we stand one person either end of about a 200-metre stretch of the beach and warn people that the hooded plover's there, and we also ask them to turn their dogs back. The main thing is to educate people, and once they see what's happening, we find they're much more responsive.
But Professor Garnett is warning on-the-ground habitat protection will only go so far. He says greenhouse gas emissions will have to be reduced if species like golden bower birds, which are being hit by climate change, are to be saved long term.
I've been shocked by the impact of climate change this time round, and we don't really know how the climate change is affecting it. Something's to do with heat. We don't know whether it's killing the birds directly or whether it's changing the food supply so that they can't feed their young, so there are fewer offspring. We're struggling to know just what to do, but ultimately we've got to stop warming the planet.
Professor of Conservation Stephen Garnett speaking there with Jane Barden.